I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Russian officials have denied any intention to invade Ukraine after massing troops at the border. Russia wants assurances that Ukraine will not join NATO in the future, something the U.S. has denied. Frank Stevenson serves as the Director of Communications for Transworld Radio Europe. He talks about how these different forces pull on Ukraine.
There are those that have always had particularly strong ties with Russia because also of Russian being their predominant language. Then you have the other areas in Ukraine, which are predominantly Ukrainian in the language and the culture. So there is even kind of, in some ways, these two sides already in the country.
TWR continues to minister in both Russia and Ukraine. The radio programs have introduced Jesus to many. Pray for believers on both sides of the Russia-Ukraine border. And turning now to Uganda, Christian schools thrive despite the world's longest pandemic shutdown, Set Free Ministries' Dave McIntyre says.
Throughout the lockdowns, we've had about 720 decisions for Christ, and about 120 of those were parents and guardians of kids that were in our schools. We've been very blessed during the lockdown that our team just took the bull by the horns and went out there and continued the work of Christ.
Set Free cares for thousands of vulnerable kids in East Africa through its 15 impact sites. When strict COVID lockdowns sent students back to their home communities in March of 2020,
we kind of went to plan B. We've been paying our teachers during the entire shutdown, and we sent them out to the villages. They were handwriting lessons to take out to the kids. That was not a one-time meeting, but those teachers were going back again and again, week after week.
Uganda lifted its lockdowns earlier this month, allowing students back into the classroom. Pray the schools remain open. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.